You go to a sidekick. What's a sidekick? Mm-hmm. Support. Yeah. And they're also the faithful supporter. And that's where you get the faithful supporter or a sidekick. Now, that means that internally they represent faith. They're all the time not just having faith, but saying to everybody, no, trust him. He can pull it off. He can make it happen. Stick with the guy. I stick with the guy. You want to stick with the guy. This is what they provide in the story. And they also provide support. And the skeptic, who is their dynamic opposite, where the sidekick is faith, the skeptic is disbelief. Disbelief. Same thing as doubt, same usage. We just call it disbelief because we use doubt elsewhere in the model for a more specific use and theme. But this is a character that disbelieves everything, and in fact, they do not support, but they oppose. Now, the disbelieving opposer is the skeptic character, and again, in Star Wars, that worked just fine with Han Solo. So far, all of these worked fine, you know, the Empire and antagonist, sidekick, faithful supporters, the robots, and disbelief and opposed as Han Solo, that works really great. So let's go down and look at a reason character, Leia. Well, she's the character that is using internally logic to try and resolve the problems, and externally, she's very controlled. She exercises control. And we see her being the force of control, calm control, having everything in order, and being logical, and that's what makes her that archetype of reason. Conversely, Chewbacca, her dynamic opposite in the story, is feeling. That's how Chewbacca deals with issues internally, is feeling this, I don't like this, I don't like this, I do like that, being very overjoyed, expressing that to others, trying to get them to join in, and very uncontrolled in his external way of dealing with problems. And now we get down to the Guardian, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Obi is somebody who represents conscience on the inside, the force of conscience. That's what a good guardian or teacher should be, is this is the moral or ethical way to go about it. This is the proper way to go about it. Don't be misled by things that are right in front of you that look really good because you're going to pay for it later. This is the only true path. And they also help. So in a sense, you could see that conscience is internal help and help is external conscience in a sense. They're both saying this is the right way to go, giving an assist.
Support is like a cheering section. Oh yeah, go, great, go, go. But they're not actually affecting a direct part of it. Whereas help is literally giving the boost, doing the little, right, or whatever it takes to get back on the path.
And you'll notice there are relationships we can make just by saying that help is to pursue as conscience is to consider, and support is to pursue as faith is to consider. These relationships are what make them archetypal, is that they're consistent in both realms. And we have this one last Darth Vader character, and where Obi-Wan is conscience, Darth Vader is temptation. And externally, Darth Vader hinders, which is why he's not the antagonist, because he's not trying to avoid or prevent, he's trying to hinder Luke's direction. Now, once we had this list, this felt really good for Star Wars, and actually it opened up a lot of what we could do in terms of The Wizard of Oz. First of all, looking at the reason emotion problem that we had with the Scarecrow and Tin Man, when we look at the Scarecrow, we said that, well, he definitely looked like it was logic, but he actually related to being uncontrolled. And in fact, we have the Tin Man, who is definitely feeling, but very controlled. What we found out was these elements were there, they were just changed in how they were put into the person. These were archetypes in their normal position in Star Wars. Everything lined up, one would expect something logical inside to be controlled outside, something feeling inside to be uncontrolled outside, or more frenzied outside. However, if you just swap those two characteristics, they each had one internal, and they each had one external, but they just twisted them. And when they did that, they became a little bit more complex than what we saw in Star Wars. A little bit more interesting, because they are not falling into this pattern. Now we have the witch and the wizard, and something interesting happened. Instead of each having an internal and an external, but different ones that they'd swapped, one of these got all of the internal, and one of them got all of the external, between the traits that they shared as a contagonist and as an antagonist. Now, who do you think would represent avoid or prevent and hinder of the two of these?
The wizard.
The witch.
The witch.
Yeah, it is the witch, because she's the one who has the physical external impact on them. She's the one who is not only hindering them, tripping them, screwing them up along the path they're trying to take with all of the things she does to stop them with the poppies and everything, but she's also the one who's diametrically opposed to Dorothy and trying to stop the pursuit of the goal. She is the one who would prevent Dorothy from ever getting home by taking the ruby slippers.
But the wizard's the only one that offers temptation.
The wizard's the only one that offers temptation, and not only is he the only one that offers temptation, but he's also coming up with, reconsider the path that you're on. He says, go off and get me the broomstick, is like, well, reconsider this. And then later on, he's saying, well, look, here's a diploma. That solves your problem. Here's a little ticking clock. That solves your problem. Let's go up in a balloon. You're fine, you know. Temptation on one side, and reconsider by the force of his fire that comes up, scaring them and everything. You want to reconsider. You don't want to do this. Those two internal functions went to the wizard, which is why you hardly ever see the wizard doing anything physically in Wizard of Oz. His name is all over it because, boy, reconsidering temptation is a real strong emotional statement to make, a real strong impact, but his physical presence is not strongly required because all that goes to the Wicked Witch.